The scripture reading is John 14, 13, and 14. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Today is the last Sunday of 2013. Deuteronomy 8:14, latter part, verse 16, first part says, "The Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, he led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know." This is the blessing given to us too. Just think about this past year. Considering the physical conditions alone, countries, companies, and households had very difficult times. One of the major daily newspapers, Joseon Daily, addressed the situation of this year's economy in one of its articles. It read, "We're not going to hear that things are getting better, but rather, we only hear nothing is going well and nothing is going to go well." Even in this kind of world, God the Father fed us, clothed us, and protected us in this year. Also, for those who have been riding well on the flow of spirit, you must certainly have experienced that even the impossible became possible and the possible became even better. Of course, God did not just fill us with physical food. He also provided us with spiritual manna in abundance, namely the Word of God, so that our souls could prosper. In this dark world where it is difficult to find the truth, you believers here were hungry and thirsty for righteousness so you could be filled. You shed many tears, but through them, you had significant spiritual growth. Now, what kind of year will 2014 be like? I have great expectations. In this sermon, I will talk about the first prayer title for the new year that the Father God has given to Manmin. The title of the message is, "I Will Do It." Through this message, you can understand the flow of spirit that will be given to Manmin in 2014 and pray about it. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will offer up beautiful prayers that can bring down God's answers so that you will all receive blessings in 2014. Dear brothers and sisters, viewing audiences, in today's reading passage, John 14, verses 13 to 14, Jesus said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. In whose name do we ask? We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the promise of Jesus for his disciples before he took the cross. Once he died on the cross, resurrected and ascended into heaven, the disciples would be left behind alone in the rough world. Knowing this in advance, Jesus gave them a promise that was so powerful that it was like a blank check. What is a blank check? You know that, right? As promised, when the disciples asked in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amazing things took place. In Acts 2:38, when Peter said to people, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then thousands of people repented and became disciples. Also, in Acts 3:6, Peter said to a man who was crippled since birth, "In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk." He got up and walked and leaped, praising God. In Acts 16:18, Paul said to a demon, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. Since then, many amazing things have happened in the name of the Lord. Even now, each soul is being saved and they receive answers to prayers in the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, the promise of the Lord saying, "I will do it," began to be fulfilled when the Holy Spirit, the Helper, came down. Our church has always been full of the Holy Spirit since the opening, so you've seen many fulfillments of this promise. Also, for the last 30 years, you directly saw and experienced so many times the manifestations of God's power making the impossible possible, so you firmly believe them. Looking back on the past 30 years, the ministry of this church has been accomplished because the Lord worked when we asked in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In particular, God gave us many words of promises in Revelations, and such words were fulfilled without discrepancy. Sometimes, when trials were allowed during the process, some fleshly people might have doubted if the words given were really going to be fulfilled. But the final outcome was always the fulfillment of God's promises. I have prophesied so many times for the last 30 years, and nothing has been wrong. Because it's been so long, there could have been something that could have been wrong, but there was nothing. Back in 1999, the church had a very difficult time because of the false report of a broadcasting station. At that time, God told us that that such hardships would bring amazing blessings for us. Regarding this, let me read a part of the revelation of God. It was given on June 26, 1999. It reads, "What does this mean? It means the will of God is being fulfilled, that He will answer you. Son, all these rainy days will pass." In 1999, we had 98 and 99, three tests. How rainy is that? All these rainy days will pass, and everything will come forth to the light. And after all those things are done, everything will come forth to the light. All the clouds will go away, darkness will go away, there will be a bright sunshine. Will come forth to the light. Son, this light is becoming so strong. When there is heavy rain, the heaven and earth becomes darkened, and people might tremble because of thundering and lightning, and they feel gloomy. But after all these things are over, and when there is light, what happens? They will be grateful for that light, and all the rotting things and difficult things will be straightened out, and because of the bright lights, everything will be made beautiful. Because of the light, the rotten parts will be cured. Because of that light, many things will be revealed, and the hearts of many people will be renewed and refreshed. This light is coming down upon you, upon your church. So, son, do not worry about it. If you think about this light, you know it is shining down on this church fully, and the answer of God is coming down on you. So, son, wait for this answer. At that time, each day was so difficult. It was difficult for the workers around me too. But because I had faith, we could overcome with faith. Because God said it was a blessing, I always emphasized that it was a blessing. What was visible, we couldn't see the exit. It was like the Red Sea in the front, and at the back is the Egyptian army following us, chasing after us. There was no way out. Nevertheless, the Father said it was a blessing. So I always I believed it, and I emphasized it many times, but those who didn't believe it, they left the church. If they didn't live, they would have received so much glory, so much blessings. About 1 year after this word was given in July 2000, the dark clouds of tests were gone, and this word of promise began to be fulfilled, beginning with the Uganda Crusade. Nowadays, there is a GCN program, Reminiscence. There's also a Uganda Crusade, and that was the biggest, there was the first mega-sized crusade. Even though it was the first, every country I go, they say it is the biggest crowd. And even at the airport, there were three ministers who came out to welcome me. The Minister of Justice, and also there were many generals, army star generals. The bright light drove away the darkness in the church, namely the false faith of the chaff, and it began to shine towards the whole world. So it drove away the false faith of the chaff. And God removed them from the church because, God explained, even if I left them, God said, they would not be able to be saved. So through the three times of tests, they wouldn't be saved anyway. So I removed them. At first, I didn't understand, but now I would have now I understand. If they were there in the church, not many church members would have been on the rock of faith or going into spirit because of those people. Because they would disturb, they would argue about those things, and they would have been disturbances for the church members to go into the rock of faith and into the spirit. So God removed all these people, and even though you didn't have so much faith, even though you were novices in faith, if you could have become the whole wheat, God left them and did. They are you people here. But the fulfillment of this promise had been foretold a long time ago. God once gave me the following word when I was just a member of a church. He said, "You will manifest signs and wonders going over the mountains and crossing the seas." Before I opened the church, when I was in another church, when he gave me the calling to become a servant, he gave me this word. He said, "You will manifest signs and wonders going over the mountains and crossing the seas." So it was fulfilled. I would cross the Atlantic, the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, all going all over the continents to preach the gospel, performing with signs and wonders. At that time, God didn't call me son, my servant, whom I have chosen, whom I chose since before the ages. And you will manifest the signs and wonders that were unprecedented. They were not the precedented, and it will never come later. At that time, I couldn't understand it, but now we can understand it. There was no apostle who performed these many signs and wonders, and it would have been better, good, if somebody can succeed me and perform in so many signs and wonders. But there's nobody who can perform these many signs and wonders. I've never heard of any pastor performing with the powerful works, working of miracles. There was none. There is none. because we are collecting all the information. As a result of praying in the name of the Lord, holding on to this promise, the Lord certainly did it. I was just a layman member, but I became a pastor servant of the Lord, and I opened this church with a very small number of people, but now I have become a shepherd for millions of believers of more than 10,000 churches. If I say millions, you might wonder, where are millions of members? But all over the world, we have branch churches. And there are also those church members who love us, who are praying for us. I came to show signs and wonders with the power of the Holy Spirit, preaching the gospel of the Lord, going over the mountains and crossing the seas. Since the year 2000, I have been preaching the gospel at crusades of God's power in many countries. If I travel to other countries four times a year, then I would have swept the whole world, and all TV stations broadcasting, and more people would have gathered. But this is not the time yet, and the spiritual studies are more important. So that's what I'm doing. Of course, such miracles are still taking place now. The churches and leaders have grown up. So the holiness gospel and the powerful prayers are carrying out the ministry of God's power through GCN and through the handkerchief of power, going over the mountains and crossing the seas. So there are pastors, more and more pastors, who are carrying these handkerchiefs on my behalf, preaching the gospel all over the world. Just in Israel, the pastors, they are speaking in crusades and meetings all over the world, and they carry my handkerchiefs. In some places, thousands of people and tens of thousands of people. And in other countries, Israeli pastors are welcomed because it's the birth country of Jesus. And these pastors, they preach the messages that they learned from me and after reading my books. So they are preaching these messages, and they make me know, and they make known the Mamin Church and the handkerchiefs in their meetings. You know, they don't say, oh, it's me. It's my message. They don't say that. They just reveal the... And they are preaching these messages, so these messages are being spread all over the world. And also, in many places, there are handkerchief crusades taking place. And when the men of spirit and the Holy Spirit, there will be a time when they will go out to the whole world with the handkerchiefs. So please come into spirit quickly and participate in my ministry together, and you will become a great, the great like the sun in heavenly kingdom, and the great will be so much a blessing. It is to confirm that the Father God will certainly do what we ask in the name of the Lord in 2014. For the last 30 years, He has been fulfilling all the words of promise He has given to this church, and likewise, He will fulfill His promises in the new year as well. So, this title, I Will Do It, I'm preaching this message officially. In fact, I Will Do It means the Father God will do it. And from 2014, He shifted the subject to me. And from several months ago, a couple of months ago, God has been telling me, you have to be active yourself. So when I receive the power of recreation, I will officially do it. So that's the training that I'm going through, that I'll be doing it on my own. So God the Father is saying, I will just support you from behind. Just you do it in the front. So that's the kind of training I'm going through. Then what will happen? I can't just go alone. We will have to have many spiritual pastors to help me. In case of our Jesus too, he didn't do it all by himself. He raised disciples and preached the gospel to all of the world. And he didn't have so many disciples. But at this end time, we have so many people, a great population, so we can't just do it with the scores of a handful of people. We will need hundreds, thousands of people to go all over the world, and we will have enough money. So when that time comes, we'll have enough money to travel to all over the world. And how is 2014 so different from the previous years? Suppose some children are to toss the balls in a basket. When the teacher, who is a referee, says, "Ready, begin," the children begin tossing the balls in the basket. The meaning of the Lord doing it can be likened to the children who are getting ready before they toss a ball. But the Lord's working from next year will be actually putting the balls in after the word begin. Since when? Several months later? A couple of days later? From January 1st, 2014. Today is 29th. So, 30th, 31st, and January 1st. It's only three days left that the Lord will do it in full scale. When the Father will say, begin. Of course, it has already begun since the December 25th, Christmas, but it will begin in full scale. But the Lord's working from the next year will be actually putting the balls in after the word begin. And how was this kind of distinction made? The distinction was made by the time of sanctification that was given for 3 years. The years from December 25th, 2010 to December 25th, 2013. How many words of promise has the Father God given to us until now? He gave us many words of blessings. Every year, He proclaimed blessings again and again. But the Father God had to say, stay. Father God had to stay at the getting ready part for a long time. What is the reason? It's because the basket to put in the balls was not ready. Namely, the vessel for receiving the blessing was not ready. This is not something new to you. Since a long time ago, the Father God has been telling us to prepare a clean vessel so He could give us blessings. And only now the vessel has been made ready so that He can do it. Just think about the time when you are writing to me such long repentance letters. As you know very well, it was impossible for us to build a new sanctuary, not to mention carrying out world evangelism or awakening other churches. But what are these situations like now after the 3 years? We have 94 men of Holy Spirit and men of spirit. And also, now 841 individuals are on the rock of faith going towards spirit. Also, so many believers are at the threshold of the rock of faith. So, more than on the rock of faith, we have 575 people. Within short 1 year, so many people have passed the rock of faith and gone into spirit and Holy Spirit. In the past, even though you are leading a Christian life for 10, 20 years, It was difficult to find just one man of spirit, but now we have so many men of spirit. What kind of blessing this is? And many of you, most, you are almost on the rock of faith. Your hope is New Jerusalem. And those who have great faith, you hope to get into the main building of the shepherd. If you really love the shepherd, you try to go into the main building of the shepherd. And to go into New Jerusalem, the first step is the rock of faith. After passing the rock of faith, you can look up to the Spirit. And after going into Spirit, you can look up to New Jerusalem. And then also the main building. And why did God make this distinction, rock of faith? Only after being on the rock of faith, you can be certainly sure that you can be sure that you can be saved. But not as 100%. Even after being on the rock of faith, you might be deceived by the world. But with your own faith, you can eat solid food. So you will not be deceived. And if you can just keep on going, you can be saved for sure. You can say that for sure. Before the rock of faith, you can't be at ease by some kind of temptation and deception. You might fall into that kind of thing. So in 2013, we have 575 who are more than on the rock of faith, or more, higher. In 2014, there will be much more people on the rock of faith and much more people in the spirit. And in January, January, He will give us the measure of faith once again. At that time, more people will be on the rock of faith and more will go into spirit. Why? I explained to you why. Do you remember? Why God gives you? You can answer to yourself. Is it because you're good? You have good faith? Do you remember why? When God gave you this measure of faith, even though it was just 1% or not even 1%, you didn't complain. And you just accepted it with gratefulness. So, it was deemed as good. So God was pleased. And in this month, January, God will raise the measure of faith of many people. So God said, raising your measure of faith doesn't mean, oh, He will just give it to you free. And to fill up the measure of fill up the measure of justice, He will give you grace to let you realize what you have to repent, your shortcomings, so you can increase your measure of faith. And same with me. So many people are at the threshold of the rock of faith. Also, so many believers are at the threshold of the rock of faith. What an amazing change. Only now the Lord can do it at full scale. Of course, those of you who have been circumcising your hearts and preparing your vessels have already received the blessings. God already blessed such believers and myself abundantly to open the way to fulfill His providence. But now the level of blessing given is different. The Father God has raised His hand to give us the necessary blessings for us to be able to fulfill the providence given to this church. Now, as I sound forth the original voice, God will bless this church and you individual members. Our Lord will do it immediately. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has given us such blessings. Dear brothers and sisters, now, what do we have to pray for during the coming year? You have to pray that each of you will become good stewards of the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." A steward is a person who manages things of the master. And our master is the Lord. Become a good steward and dedicate your body, heart, time, and money to voluntarily and faithfully work for God. The Lord will do anything as you ask in the name of the Lord. Namely, He will answer your prayers and petitions. Just think about men of Holy Spirit, men of Spirit, and those who are running towards Spirit. They are faithful to God, giving all they have with gratefulness for the grace they received. Those who have gone into Spirit early, they're so gracious. Even now, they send me text messages, and they always give thanks to me. They are always full of thanks. Always, they don't miss to say thanks. This either in this way or that way, for that, this or that, for everything they are thankful. You know, they can stop saying that, but they always say that. They give heartfelt thanks, even though I tell them to stop. So many of them, they are passing 40th percentile and 50th percentile of the fourth level. So they are running towards the Holy Spirit. They only seek the benefit of the kingdom of God without any selfish desires or greed. They serve the church, the body of the Lord, with all their talents, time, money, and everything they have. For this reason, God cannot help but supply them with what they need. So, He provides for them financially and with good health. He allows for their families to be evangelized so they can have peace of mind. Above all, He gives them spiritual power, namely the authority over their words and the power to change the hearts of men. When our church is filled with such good stewards, the Father God will give us overflowing blessings so that we can accomplish the construction of the sanctuary and proceed with the world and national evangelism. Of course, already, many of you are serving the church like a good steward, but God can bless us as much as He wants when most of the members reach this level. So when there are so many people at this level, when I tell you, receive blessings, that blessing will come upon you. If God's blessings leak out meaninglessly, and if the stewards just fill their greed with the blessing of God, it is better that He does not bless us. Brothers and sisters, through who was the promise of the Lord saying, I will do it, fulfilled initially? It was fulfilled through His disciples, who love the Lord more than themselves. Therefore, I hope you will seek the glory of God and not your glory in everything you do. For example, if you give for missionary works and help the brothers and sisters who are in need with what you earn by working hard at your company, what you do at work is also for the glory of God. When you take care of your children, if you raise them as the good stewards of the church, the body of the Lord, then it is also to seek the benefit of the kingdom of God. If your children befriend the world and just watch TV and sing worldly songs and popular songs, and you can't say that they are right because you belong to the Lord. You are not worldly people. Your children have to go to heaven with you too. If the pastors wholeheartedly take care of the souls, the Levites fulfill their duties faithfully, and the leaders and the members do their voluntary works in their respective positions, what a great blessed vessel will be ready as a whole church. If we just call out Lord, the Lord will do what we ask immediately, according to the providence given to us. When we see the promises of God given to this church being fulfilled one by one, how happy and joyous we will be. Like in the early church, we will pray and praise God with the hope of the heavenly kingdom, and we will wait for the day of the Lord's return. As I mentioned in the beginning, in this dry and dark world, we cannot find true joy and hope. The things are getting so much more difficult that people are saying that there is nothing that is going well. Do not waste your precious health, money, talent, or time on the life of this kind of world, but use them for the kingdom of God only. When you do that, God will fully fill your life with blessings and rewards. He will do everything that you ask. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters. In today's reading passage, we find that Jesus said, I will do it two times. Why did he repeat himself? There are two reasons to it. One is to emphasize the fact that God is Almighty and he can do everything. The other is that he wanted everyone to believe in Jesus Christ and manifest the power of God by relying on the name of the Lord. Because I understand this heart of the Lord, I have been striving to have the proper qualifications since I believed in the Almighty God. I have been giving again and again to such an extent that it is not an exaggeration to say I have nothing more to give to the Father God and to you members. What I have given includes not just tears, but even blood, which is life itself. Psalm 126 verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. And when I think about it carefully, I have taught you that there is heaven and hell, and through the separation of spirit, there have been people who visited heaven and hell, and they testified and they delivered the messages. And there are so many signs and wonders in the Bible that I'm manifesting to teach them that the Bible is true. And even after that, how can they commit sins leading to death? Leading them to hell. And I try to understand them, but I can't really. And if I pray for you, will I be at ease? Can I be comforted? What if God doesn't accept their repentance? They will fall into hell, and how can they bury the pain of hell, not just one day, 2 days, or 10,000 days, or millions of years? You have to receive the punishment forever and ever. And those who are in hell, if they can have 1 minute of rest, they'll be so happy. When the husband and wife, they are in hell together, while the husband is being punished, suffering from the torture, the wife will be watching and she'll be happy because she wants the husband to suffer more because she can have a rest. You will be like that in hell. Oh, how can my husband not suffer any longer? No. They will want the other to suffer more so that they can have, they themselves can have more rest. How painful is it that? So that they will feel that way. So because I know these things. I've taught you all these things in so much detail and still you commit sins. You just ignore the words of God. It's not that you don't know. You know it very well. But you just ignore the words. And also you heard so many words preached through my lips. All these words are true. And if they are not true, how can I command the clouds, command the rain to stop? And how can the rain stop? Because the words I preach are true. When I command, all these things are done as I preach. So the words that come out through my lips, they are true. So that's why I'm begging you not to go to hell, not to send your children to hell. So I ask you to cut off all the TV and all other kind of forms of entertainment that lead to hell. Just 10 years ago or in the 80s and 90s, I've never said, do not watch TV. But this world has become so rapidly changed, so evil. In 1989, when I went to France, Paris, there was a man and woman on a bench, and they had one hand on the back, softly. And I thought it was, they were such an open country. At that time in country, if they were touching each other in a public place, elderly people would scold them. They were hugging it, kind of putting their hand on the back, on the waist, in the public. Even in the 80s, even in such countries, it was like they wouldn't kiss in the public place. But now, today, what do you see on TV? The singers, what do they, how do they sing? What do you learn from those singers? That is why I'm asking you not to fall into hell. Otherwise, I feel more comfortable that you can watch TV and you can do whatever you like. I'd be more comfortable. But why do I have to say those things that I don't like to say? Because I love you. I don't want to watch you fall into hell. I don't want to watch you receive punishment. So I have to lead you to New Jerusalem, so I can't help but say those things, even though you don't like to hear those things. I have been enduring each day of my life, relying on the faithful God and also His love and your love. Because there are people who are coming to spirit and all spirit, so I'm so happy. Even just the last week, there are 11 people in spirit, and one person came into whole spirit, so I'm so happy. I can give him anything, anything. So in January, there will be a little party for that person, to celebrate the person who came into whole spirit. I'm so thankful. And I will pay for the party. So because I'm so thankful for the man of spirit, it'll be 94. So January 1st, I'll take them to a garden and restaurant. And Elder Vin said he will pay for it. He will pay for everything. So I said, okay, you do it. So he can receive blessings. And also, his wife, Senior Deaconess Jang Hui Kim, came into spirit this time. So obviously, he wants to treat everybody. And having the thought of having a meal together with men of spirit, I'm overwhelmed. I've been searching for men of spirit and Holy Spirit so much, and almost 100 people there are. You know, there are 6 men of Holy Spirit, so I'm so happy. And those who are on the rock of faith, I'm happy about them too. And it's not easy to be on the rock of faith. So many more people will come in to spirit. So I'll be more I'll be happier. Those who come into spirit will be happy. Their family members will be happy. You'll be happy. And I'll be happy. So the sufferings I've taken, and by your fruits, you can wipe out my tears. And I have prayed for you, harboring you in my heart. Father, they are the flock you entrusted to me. Therefore, I hope you will firmly believe in the Lord, who will do as you pray. In the new year, give thanks in all circumstances and keep on striving to become good stewards. Then you will soon finish your struggle against sins, and you will have a new year that is filled with hope like the clear sky after a big storm. I pray in the name of the Lord that from the seeds that you have sown in tears in 2013, you will reap abundant fruit of blessing in 2014. I'll pray for the sick right away. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them in the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Shamala from India. Thyroid problem, polycystic ovary syndrome. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Give her blessing of conception. Salvatore of Italy, short-sightedness, and be healed. Matthias, stomach cancer be healed. Losa, Arabe, cardiac arrhythmia be healed. Javier, pneumothorax be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the cholesterol level be normal. Alejandrina, osteoporosis, arteriosclerosis be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And let her quit smoking. Isaac, mental disorder be healed. Chen Changqing. Cerebral apoplexy be healed. Wilson's disease, low white cell, arthritis be healed. Lu Wei, let the teeth grow properly. Zhou Chai-ling, herniated disc, cervical disc. Zhong Man-sun, cerebral apoplexy be healed. Zhang Fang Zhang-jing, thyroid problem. Huang Jin-sing, let her husband Zhang Su be freed from addiction to gambling. Yan Bao-jun, heart disease, high blood pressure, be healed. Zhang Zhi-jun, cataract, high blood pressure, diabetes, be healed. Zhang Ai-lian, liver cirrhosis, heart disease, be healed. Shang Zhong-shou, mental disorder. Li Tian-nui, let her have an easy delivery on the scheduled date. Yi Hang, allergic rhinitis, be healed. Zhen Guirong and Zhang Zhi-si, let them see well, let recover the eyesight, good eyesight. Jin Xin Yi, pain in the tongue, inflammation in the tongue, be healed. Wang Qingying, lymphatic tumor, be healed. Zheng Hai-ri, let her have easy delivery. And her letter, husband Yu Tao, herniated disc. Yi Hongjie, let her have easy delivery of the daughter. Father God, thank you from head to toe, all entrails, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let all the internal organs, heart, liver, stomach, intestines, all the internal organs be healed. All the heart disease, high low blood pressure, diabetes go away, light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Protect them throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and protect them all the time. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.